Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, go. I will always have a life that can be hard. Bittersweet relationship starts from the heart. Imagine if you woke up and felt it's all a dream. I feel that every day and turn my life into a movie screen. But I would never trade it or think to let it go. I want to show the world and give them all a chance to know. Feeling deeper, feeling deeper. I can only take you deeper. Take a breath, feel the burn. Life has its crazy cycles, and that's the end of your turn. Hello, everybody, and thank you all very much for coming to my show this evening. I am your host, the Dream Teacher, and today we will be doing heart and soul healing. I'm working with these beautiful, beautiful angel cards, and I just love working with the energy behind them. I got a very good evening last night being tested about if I could handle these cards and the healing for the people that were asking. And man, I nailed every single reading last night. I did so well. It was so exciting. So I'm here again tonight to bring that same sort of healing, bring that energy back into this very energized collective consciousness. So I'm glad that you are here with me this evening. And hopefully we can all create a beautiful space together. Yes, I will definitely be doing angel messages. Like I said, I do have angel cards, and they are quite intense, and they are just so good. They are dead on, especially when you're open to receive these messages. You can't get much closer than this. So the one reason why I decided to work with the angels is because I really enjoyed the energies behind them. And angels are, to me, angels are this energy, this divine energy that you could say is seated to the hand of God or whatever, and they're his or her, it's God's direct messengers. And I just love how a lot of people can connect with them. And how they offer you the most beautiful, beautiful healing in so many different ways. So I am downloading, I bought this CD, and it is by Eric Berglund, and he made this Angel Chant CD, absolutely beautiful. So I'm uploading a song right now that I would like to share with you guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful song, and it's called Healing Angels. And I want to give a general reading for the show today and for people to connect to it, just for the entire show, and then I'll play the song. And then I will be taking your calls if you would like to receive personal healing and personal messages. And if you would like to disperse a problem, if you have questions about absolutely anything, the angels and I can work with you to help you solve this problem. And to get a grip onto what it is that you need this evening, and you need to continue living your life, and especially in a more enlightened way, in a way that is out of the dark, in a way that is going to help you resonate on a much, much higher frequency. Of course, while keeping awareness at the forefront of your consciousness, being aware is a most beautiful gift to have. I just want to welcome everybody. Make sure everybody can hear. Yes, I am on Jones. Try refreshing the tab. Hello, NJGOP. Thank you for coming. SS Jones 12. Good to see you. And that quirky girl, it's really great to see you again here as well. All right, good deal. Finally, the file uploaded. So we're going to have to wait. It's going to take a minute to process. I think I'm going to put another one up here, too. And it's the first Archangel chant. It's so good. It chants in this song the names of the angels. And it is, it just really helps to call upon their energy. You can feel it. Just listening to this song and sitting in a nice, beautiful state of mind is absolutely wonderful. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is I'm just going to draw some cards for the energy in the show this evening. Like I said, if you want a personalized reading, please just let me know, and I will be more than happy to work with you with that. All right, beautiful. So the first card that I drew is actually the first card in the deck, which is pretty cool, pretty ironic. The card is called Akatril, and the Hebrew glyph that it offers is called Aleph, which means guidance, learn, begin, and multiply. Oh, excellent, Jones. Good to hear that you can hear us. what I'm going to do is tell you the message that the angel has to say for this card. And then we'll tie it into more physical aspects so you can more easily relate to it. I symbolize Aleph, oneness, Alpha and Omega, beginning and ending. This is your own new beginning. My shimmering yellow cascade gilds your solar chakra to empower your will regarding this immense opportunity. For it will be infinitely more important for your heart and soul than any that have gone before. Seek wise counsel in how to prepare yourself for this, for it can lead to unimaginable new heights. When you take my golden bull by the grail of his horns and leap skyward with this morning star of Venus, they are both symbolic of your soaring potential. Yet remember, as above, so below. Think creation yellow for willpower, passionate orange, and expansion green. Also grounding, dramatic, primal crimson, for even as mind and spirit determine to create your masterwork, you must also birth as well as nurture this perfection. Choose these creation colors in Templimer. What you engender with Aleph, if correctly conceived, will multiply manifold and not only for you. Through gradually sowing its own shining seeds abroad, it will provide vital heart and soul nourishment for many who are waiting for just this abundance. I give you a prophecy of wonders at this vital time for Mother Earth, and you will help manifest as well as most deservedly share in them. Very, very cool. So I want to draw one of my other cards. They're like dream cards. They help to relate to us in a more physical sense. And the card that I draw for this card is the fox. And the fox symbolizes very slinkish kind of attitude. But I think what the fox here is representing is that it is very swift, and it has a sense of, I guess you could say, stealing in a way. And what it's doing is bringing your attention and your awareness to things that do really matter. I think you have to watch out for the fox. I think we all do, including myself. Watch out for the fox, things that may be tricking you into going a different way, into separating from the path. And it even said in the message that I just explained, it says, seek wise counsel and how to prepare yourself for this, for it can lead to unimaginable new heights. But you have to be prepared for it. You have to be the empowerment of this new movement, this new beginning. You must be. So I'm going to draw the next card, and the next card is in relation to the card that I just drew, and it represents the healing that will take place. So in other words, what to look for instead of the fox. Again, stay away from the fox. Do a nice little shuffle. All right. The next card that I drew, again, just for the whole show and the people that need to hear this, just for the whole attitude, et cetera, the whole energy behind it, is Blue of Creation. This directly relates to the throat chakra. And if all of you are aware of your chakras, you can keep this in mind as I read you these messages. Okay, this is what Shekinah has to tell us. The archangels behind the Blue of Creation are Archangel Michael, Zadkiel, Raguel, Shekinah. And this is healing with blue and angels. From diamond oneness comes blues of creation. First, sky blue for throat chakra. Truth in all its balanced aspects. For only through personal truth can you reach the Creator's absolute truth. Indigo is the ancient wisdom shade, moving you toward the third eye chakra. Weave the two together as you pursue blue whites of spiritual perception. From heart's bridge, you now access higher self, but still you must attain each chakra's vital balance. Masculine blue aspects are speaking and enacting one's truth, while feminine mauve perceives with eye of heart, allowing love to guide the path. From this balanced approach, your throat links to Eden tree, and lower self acquires golden power to integrate through heart's bridge into higher self toward crown. So what this next part of the card is a direct channeled message from the angel, and this message directly speaks through you. So what I want you to imagine is that this message is coming from you and through you. I may be speaking it, but it is speaking directly through you. As I breathe your blue vibrations within and hold this sacred energy, on my out-breath, you take me to Templemer's Sapphire Chamber and the heart of the Iris Mandala. Living crystal fractals, like vivid summer skies, flow into my throat, cleansing and bringing strength and power. Indigo and lapis crystals spiral wisdom into third eye. Mauve gold illuminates my path to truth in Eden tree. Now on palest blue angelic light wings of love, my spiritual consciousness knows no boundaries. The sky is no longer my limit. Oh, and I absolutely love this card. Such an empowering card. And it's healing through the throat chakra. And how perfect is that for this evening? Yes, I am definitely pulling cards. I'm pulling cards for the whole show this evening. So we all should be able to feel these vibrations from these cards. So I'm going to draw one of the other cards, one of the fortune cards, the dream cards, for the Blue of Creation. All right, and what I got was the tree. If you remember and you recall correctly, the angel card I just pulled, the Blue of Creation, speaks of Eden tree speaking through throat and in throat chakra. And I think me just drawing the tree right now, and the tree in the other cards represents wisdom, knowledge, growing, and maturity. And I think that directly relates to the Blue of Creation card with the angels and the healing I just pulled and the message that I just provoked. I think it's telling me that the vibrations are now raising with myself and with all that are listening to getting Eden tree and truth into throat chakra. And that means we are all on a good path speaking our truth, and we have the power and the strength to do so. So building upon the first card, The first card was Akatril, which the symbol for this is a Leth, which is guidance, learn, begin, and multiply. So I think what we're beginning and learning right now is how to utilize our true potential and how to use our throat chakra, which is a very important center, to speak our truth, to be able to speak them and lift them, of course, to sustain a better existence on this planet. All right, so that is all about heart healing. So now we're going to go to the next aspect, to these angelic energies, which is soul healing. Previously, we were working with Shekinah, and now we will be moving to Archangel Metatron. So we're starting with the first soul card, and this one is, I just pulled this one last night, I believe. This is Obaniel, and the symbol, the Hebrew symbol for this is Ayn, A-Y-N, which is Eye of Wisdom, Testify, and Pay Heed. So what I'm going to do is tell you what messages that Ophaniel has for us. I am Ophaniel, ruler of the cherubim and guardian of moon mansions. On your earth, this is a 28-day moon cycle as she makes her stately way across your skies. With this message, I bring Ayn and instruct you on some ancient wisdom. Once earth had two moons, Mirabel's heavenly eyes of wisdom, watching over mankind's emotions and bringing powerful feminine soul healing. The two moons traced a double circle in the heavens, one with a silvery cream and aqua radiance, and the other with silvery rose lavender hues. You are one who can access the energy of both eyes of wisdom when Gabriel's moon is full. I inscribe Ayn on your own third eye to help clarify and empower your soul's purpose. If you resonate with this, Unicorn's domain encompasses restoration of Mother Earth's pure feminine power, plus aiding heart and water healing for nature kingdom. This affects all life in freshwater and ocean kingdoms, as well as souls trapped through water disasters. I gift you the next step to traverse Stargate of Moons to further enhance your power for soul quest. When you travel on galactic moon spirals with us, there are unimagined silver platinum pure energy vibrations you can attain for all. All right, so this is all about moon wisdom and ancient moon healing. I just had to instruct somebody yesterday that they must develop a very close and intimate relationship with the moon, as I drew the same card for them last night. So I think that is definitely representative here. I'm going to draw another card for this. All right. And I got the fish, which is representative of money in a physical sense. But I also think that it has a lot to do with water, since it is talking about water healing and damages that have been done in the water. Let's think about the Pisces energy and how deeply mysterious it is, but at the same time, it is very, very compassionate. It is beautiful compassion to Pisces. And I think that's one of the most main importances about Pisces. Not to mention they are all very, very psychic. And if you have a moon in Pisces, then, whew, look out. You are super-duper psychic. I know a couple people with a moon in Pisces, and they are quite intense beings. They can get me right on. I'm still blown away even by it. I'm like, holy cow, how can that be? So maybe somebody here has a moon in Pisces. That would be very, very cool. And, of course, you better be coming on my show and helping to give readings because probably doing better than I am. But, let's keep the fish energy in mind with this moon card. I'm going to draw the next card for Metatron healing for the soul. And let's see what Metatron has to gift us this evening. What Stargate he has to gift us with. Oh, my goodness. I totally had a feeling. Okay. This is the Advanced Blue Sapphire Stargate. This is about Air and 5599. The guardians are angels below and Thunderbird. So I'm going to read to you what the angel has to say. And then at the end, they want to speak through us again. So we'll go ahead and read that as well. If you have regained ruby, emerald, and sapphire gem self, and if you feel SoulQuest is connected to this light work, you may access this advanced blue sapphire stargate. You hold Michael's octahedron around heart. Now you can help souls who died suddenly and left fragments behind or took with them soul fragments of loved ones. The macrocosmic octahedron helps Michael, Sanusemi, and Rachel reunite your heart-held fragments through the power of the octahedron's geometry, the top and bottom of which are entry and exit points to and from light and time-space. So they are directly connecting with your open energy centers, and they are telling you, myself, and the entire show that we have the ability and power to help souls that are still stuck on the physical plane move on. So that is a very, very cool thing to encounter. Hello, E.T. It's very good to see you here. This chat room definitely needs to liven up. I know there's not that many people, but y'all can talk about something. Tell me if this, if any of these cards directly relate to you. That's actually what I would like to see. That would be very, very cool. Yes, I can answer questions in chat. First, right now, E.T., what I'm doing is just pulling cards for the entire atmosphere of the show and seeing how they directly relate to myself and the others that are here. And, of course, the others that will be listening in the future on archive. So I'm going to pull a card, a regular card, for this advanced blue star sapphire gate. And the card that I pulled is the anchor, which is very interesting. So I think what needs to happen is we can anchor these new learnings, this stargate, into our third eye and our consciousness, into our awareness, and bring this gift for us, for all of us, so that way we may all help all souls that need it and that come to us. Whoever comes to us, we should be willing to help, no matter what. As you all know, giving is 10 times better than receiving, and it actually builds you a better karmic balance. So that is what the angels have to offer us this evening. I think I definitely related to them. I feel that there are definitely new beginnings here for myself even, and for other people that are here. It's definitely a new beginning, and I'm just very, very excited to be here. I know I dipped out. I wasn't here for a long time. I always get nervous. I got to make sure I'm on the right path, do my own thing. So I got to do my own healing so that way I can help you all with the healing. The throat chakra, I'll just run through, is definitely calling for healing in the throat. So I definitely don't want to talk about anything that is unnecessary, and I only want to speak truth. And hopefully it resonates with all of you as well, because I don't need anybody on here talking crap. I used to get a lot of those trolls, those prank callers. They used to come on here. They still call me on my personal phone number to this day and threatening me and saying if I say their name that they're going to totally annihilate me, blah, 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 blah. And I did see that they removed a couple people off Blog Talk Radio just because of the havoc it caused, et cetera, et cetera. Which really sucks, but that's okay. I've dealt with them all before. If you want to check out all that stuff that I had to deal with them, you can go to a previous of my archive episodes. And I think it's called It's a Gay Thing, and it was just an intense episode. I got a lot of haters. They all wanted to prank call me and talk mad crap, mad garbage, and I handled and disarmed every single one of them perfectly. And I think that's why they don't come here anymore. So I'm all right with that. And then the card after is the Moon card of Daniel. Be aware of the amazing, awesome powers of the moon, and notice how they can advance your own energy as well as the energy of people around you. And then the last one is helping to heal souls that have held on to things or have connections with loved ones that the loved ones cannot release. So very, very cool, very nice ability. A lot of people are crazy. I can't believe you guys haven't seen the Trollers. They are, so intense. They're so mean, and they just, like, want to bash me, and not even just me. They want to bash everybody. And they like the negative attention. They like that negative energy for some reason. But it's so cool because I think what they really wanted was their little limelight, and they wanted to be in that spotlight and to ruin somebody's show and be like, oh, ha, I did that, blah, blah, blah. But they can't break me down. I'm working from a much higher energy than they are, and I'm working for the good of things. I'm healing people, not harming them. Maybe they are healing people in their own ways, but that's not what I intend. That is not my intent. That is not my provocation, is to make you feel angry or anything. It is the complete opposite. Absolute opposite. Don't get me wrong, if you're being stubborn about some kind of healing that you need to get over, I will be a little aggressive, and I will be very upfront for you and tell you this is the way it is, that's the way it has to be, because facts are facts. We can't deny certain things, and when you do, that's part of the not healing that you're going through, is in denial. That's not a good place to be. I've been there, I've done that, absolutely. So, thank you guys, very cool. What I want to do is, now that we have heard the little reading for this evening, what I want to do is gift you guys with a beautiful, beautiful song. What I want this to do is I want to bring in the healing angels. I want to bring their energy here and let it surround all of us. And I want to raise the vibration of the entire show as well as all of you here. So this is Eric Berglund's Healing Angels, and just see how you resonate with this beautiful, beautiful chant. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hey.
get that CD. It is Eric Berglund. And the CD is called Angel Chants. Very, very beautiful. It helps me so much. I could just sit there, put my headphones on, and just zone, gone, and I could just feel the angelic energy is totally around me. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so I want to answer just a question in the chat real quick. S.S. Jones has a question about one of their dreams and their teeth falling out. Now, what it has come up quite a few times recently. And I had a dream, actually, about losing one of my teeth, too. And, man, it's so scary. Like, it is so scary. It freaks me out in the dream so much. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my tooth is gone. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do now without my teeth? I don't even know. I think maybe the irony of it is that I wasn't taking very good care of my teeth, wasn't ingesting good things, and boom. Got a big cavity and lost half my tooth. So, but I think I had the dream, I believe, after I actually lost my tooth. So it could be those insecurities. But I believe my dreams were trying to tell me that, well, you need to change some of your habits because something is not going right. But what they usually represent is losing things around you. Obviously, it's kind of like a losing thing. But it is more so, it's this aspect to yourself. And what happened in the dream strictly depends on what you are losing and what you probably need to keep a hold of and put your attention on. For example, if you didn't want to lose your tooth, then you need to realize that there's something that you're doing wrong, that you need to fix it, or you're going to lose those teeth. Either metaphorically or in some cases, physically and literally. So, again, if you have any more dream questions, those are always, 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 always welcome. What we're going to do is take our 512 area code and put them on the air. Hello, 512. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from tonight?
Hi. So this is a dream.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I have no question on the dream. I know the other night here I had a sleep paralysis. Can you tell me what was that all about?
A paralysis. Okay. Now, you're wanting just to know why it happened or what purpose it served or...
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't scare the crap out of me, but... Yeah, all my lights are out.
All of your lights are out.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the dark. I'm sitting in the dark in front of the computer.
Okay. Could you tell me just a little bit more about this? Like, what provoked it? Is it, are you, like, literally paralyzed? You can't move? You can't walk? You can't do anything? Like.
No, I just woke up, you know, in my twilight. And then you ain't ever had the sleep paralysis where you're...
Wake
up and you feel like you can't move. You just and you're trying to fight whatever is preventing you to get up. But usually I just go back to sleep. I'll be like, oh, forget it. And I realize there's something around me, and I'll be like, whatever, I'm going to sleep. And then I wake up in the morning. I'm like, what was that all about?
Yeah, right. It's really intriguing. It's scary, but no, it's not any spirit. It's not anything. That's actually your subconscious. And what it's doing is it's trying to make you aware how powerful your subconscious state is and how powerful the dream state is. For example, when you shift into dream state, everybody goes through body paralysis. No matter what position your body is, boom, instantly paralyzed. If you notice that if you wake up to shift around during the night, you are completely conscious of that. It's a conscious movement. It's a conscious thing. So when you woke up still in that sleep paralysis state, it is... What you actually could have done, and what I would suggest you do, are you aware about lucid dreaming?
That's when you, like, see everything really vividly.
Right, and not only that, but you become conscious in your dream state. In other words, your consciousness comes through in the subconscious mind. So you can consciously, I know you felt it before where you have felt you had control of the dream and you could almost see what was coming next, or you could do exactly what was coming next and you just had control of it. That's a very lucid dream. So when you wake up like that, you could actually take that to your advantage. What a lot of lucid dreamers do, and one of the methods, it's, I believe it's called a waking induction, or it's called wake or something like that. And what you do is you actually sit there in a meditative state, you lie there actually, and then you provoke the sleep paralysis to come in, but you're still completely conscious. And then that's what lucid dreamers, avid lucid dreamers, the really experienced ones, they will do this, and they'll provoke body paralysis and then have intense lucid dreams, and they have complete control over their dreams, and it is something of amazing, amazing experience. It's, to be able to control your dreams is phenomenal, and that means you have more control over your life, your manifestation, your spirit, your mind, your body, et cetera, et cetera. So it's nothing.
That's when the body, that's when the spirit come out of the body, and you can see everything on the bed, that type of thing.
Yes.
What about, I've had like a couple of dreams where, no, even though it'd be like, I'm actually there. Like this one dream, I had two dreams I could come up with right now. One dream, I thought I was dreaming, and I was in front of my grandmother's house.
Okay.
And I saw my ex-boyfriend, and he was just sitting there. And then, but I was, it seemed like I was in spirit form. Like, it wasn't just a dream, and I was just being, I'm just this person just looking at the dream. But then he realized I was there, and he was like, yo, come back here, Keisha. I was like, oh, no. And I moved out of the dream, but I wasn't there. And I knew he was there. I had made a connection with him. It was a direct hit. He was there, and the person, that was not a dream. He saw me, and I was really there in spirit. Looking at him in front of the house, he was really there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, that's out of body, right? That's a lucid. That's
that
out of that body, right? Is that what you're saying? And then there was another dream.
Okay, do you want me to enlighten on this a little bit more?
Huh?
Would you like me to enlighten on that dream a little bit more?
Yeah, oh yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so... I know, you're chock full of them. Don't worry, I'll get to every single one of your questions. Don't you worry. We have plenty of time, and actually, you're like the only one in queue right now, so we can talk as long as you need to here. But this first one is, you definitely experienced him. Now, did you say it was an ex-boyfriend?
It was an ex-boyfriend. I had actually left him at that point and went to another town because he made me mad. He made me mad, and I left him there, and I cursed him out and left. I ain't never call him back. And then one night, I was just looking at him, and then I was looking at him, but it was a dream, and I was not, like, there. I was just, like, the onlooker of what's going on. And then he started running after me, like he going to catch me, and I'm in spirit. And I was like, honey, and I, like, kind of zoomed out. It was interesting, very interesting.
That is pretty cool. See, it seems that you do that all the time when he tries to get back at you. You always just seem to find a way out no matter what. This is very cool. But you are definitely there in contact with him. You definitely dream with other people. A lot of times you don't recognize the faces or their energy behind it, but it'll just seem familiar. But when you can recall on a certain person, that means you have either messages to give them or receive from them. So he got his messages, I'm sure. He probably doesn't even remember. He probably doesn't even remember the dream. But you do, and that's all that even matters right now.
Yeah, that happened to me with another guy. But in this case, I was just in the restaurant, and I was just standing there, you know, and then all these people around. And then he comes up to me, because I had said something about him, like, that day. And he was like, I never say that to you. And the way that he said it was like, he was not controlled by me. He came into my dream and told me, listen, that's not true. That's not what I said to you.
Wow.
And I woke up, and I was like, ooh. So after that, I was like, I ain't saying nothing else to him. I ain't saying nothing else about him because they be going back and telling him stuff. And that was just crazy to me. I was like, all right, Yang. Oh, I hear you. I ain't going to mess with you no more. So...
so it's so crazy how powerful dreams can be, and I think you're very, very well connected. Can I ask what your sign is?
My what?
your sign, your sun sign, your zodiac?
I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely very floaty, bubbly, and fleeting dreams. They're so random, and you can just float in and out. I think that's what one of the very good possessions that you have is that you can float in and out of anywhere, but you can also fit in anywhere, and you just bring... You bring messages and news to people. I feel that from you. And I feel that you bring good things, sometimes bad things, but the bad things are good things in undercover, if you know what I mean. Like the
I swear I try to stay on the positive, on the light side. But people make me really mad, and I'd be like, you know what? I'm about to stir up a little spell for y'all. Hold on.
Exactly.
You don't believe it? I'm about to get you. I don't tell them, but they know because my eyes be like, you know, I want to destroy you. But I try not to, and I try to cancel it out. When I calm down, I try to cancel out and say, no, that's not it. I try to cancel it, whatever damage I have put out there, and try to counteract it with some other things. So I do try to stay in the light.
That is good. But don't worry. I mean, I'm sure anything that you're doing is definitely provoking good healing with other people. And sometimes we do have bad messages to bring, you know, quote unquote bad messages. Because nothing is ever good or bad until you deem it so. And when you are exposing truth, maybe that person doesn't think it's particularly good because it doesn't go in their favor. Maybe they don't get massive money off of it or an awesome relationship or whatever. It's a personal truth and inner knowing, and I feel that you're very good at giving that to people. So I definitely advise you to keep up with that and let any inner messages just come through as they need to.
Okay.
You are divinely guided. I see that. And with your beautiful dreams, like, you should even be lucky. You should seriously feel lucky that you even dream, because there's so many people that cannot even dream. Can you believe that? They can't even dream. And I'll tell you one big cause of that. Ambien will allow you not to dream. Like, it sucks.
What's that?
It's so bad.
What is it?
Ambien? It's a sleep prescription. And I was just...
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
There's certain drugs that they may prescribe for sleep. You know, others may prescribe for sleep. And they're not even healthy, because I think a healthy night's sleep is dreaming. And it's definitely proven if you enter a REM state, you will have a much deeper sleep. For example, I enter into extremely deep REM states, and I could go out partying all night, come home for 3-4 hours, and be completely rested. And I'm like, okay, you know, I understand that. And it's because I have such deep REM states, it's like so powerful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not the amount of time, but maybe it's the quality, you know?
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know sometimes I might sleep for long periods of time when I'm stressed. I'll sleep like 12 hours, but they'd be like, I'd be light sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't reach that level, that REM or whatever they call it.
Okay.
I don't reach that. I just feel like it just gets a nap, sort of like. And I'll be just feeling terrible when I get up, because I really didn't get as deep, because I'm too stressed to really think. To get that deep, because my mind won't release whatever is going on and allow me to do what my mind or my body needs to do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly. I see that a lot too. Being a hypnotist, when I put people under, it's a lot of people have resistance to it, and it's very hard to build down, to break down that resistance so that you can get into the subconscious. It really is. I feel the irony of it is when you wake up from hypnosis, it feels like a dream. And that's what I like to help people do, obviously, the dream teacher, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a pretty cool tool. It's really great to work with people that way. It's phenomenal.
Right.
So would you like a reading this evening? Like a card reading, a full layout, see what's coming up for you, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah. Why not?
Now, what I have is I like to base things on physical, so I have cards, of course, and then I have angel cards and I have fortune cards. And the fortune cards, I like to use them together in conjunction with each other, because they just work so perfectly, and every time they just nail exactly what the person is going through and what they're thinking about already. So what I'm going to do first is I'm just going to give you the full spread. I'm going to give you a heart and soul reading, okay?
Okay.
So what I need you to do is I need you to say your name for me out loud 3 times, just your full first name, okay?
Okay. Keisha, Keisha, Keisha.
All right. Beautiful. Now, what I pulled right now is this card is called, the symbol with it is Shad. The card is called Uriel, okay? And the symbolism, the little hieroglyphic Hebrew symbol is called Jad, which represents openness, power, and true direction. So this relates directly to your sacral chakra. Do you know what your sacral chakra is?
Oh, I was having issues. I was thinking about it today. That's the belly button, like the uterus, the groin area, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that's the pelvis, the sexual chakra.
Right.
And there's some alignments that need to happen here. I can tell that you definitely want to start some sort of action. You want to take action or initiation. Maybe with matters of money, maybe you're thinking about getting new ideas to get some more money. And what you need to do is to balance your action with creative thoughts. Let the creative thought come first, and then the action will immediately follow it. It will mirror it, and it will balance it all out. It will cleanse and balance your entire energy and your sacral energy chakra. And if you let this card, Jad, to build within you new vitality, it will blaze upwards to help rekindle your heart. So I'm going to pull another card for this. Now, I think what you need to do is get in touch with your very womanly center within you. Get in touch with that. Feel womanly. Feel sexy. Feel loving. Feel good. And I feel like that's going to help.
I've been feeling
you. Well, you've been feeling how? Just not.
Like blah.
Okay. That's not very womanly. And you need to take back that feminine divine power. Take that back. Take it all back and give it back to you. Because you need it now for what's going to be coming up. So now the healing that goes along with this. Oh, wow. Very, very cool. This is the second time I've pulled this. It's the Diamond Fire of Oneness. Okay? And do you know what the flower of life is?
Huh?
Do you know what the flower of life is?
Mm-mm. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it before. Okay. What it is, I'm going to find just a simple image that I can put up in the chat room. I'm not sure if you're up there. But it is a circle upon 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 a circle. And what that does is it forms sacred geometry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've heard of that before. But it is, oh my gosh, I found the perfect picture. I totally just Googled it, and the first stuff that came up, you just got to see it. But this first pattern right here, I'm going to paste it in the chat room if I can copy it. Hang on. This is what the flower of life is. And it is this divine sacred geometry thing. It's where all creation has stemmed from. And that is the symbol of this card that I drew for you. It has every single color in it, and it's a beautiful diamond spiral. And I think what it suggests to you is that you are now becoming more attuned and more aware of spirit and your own spirit. So I'm just going to read for you what this angel has to offer you, okay?
Okay.
One is eternal. One is all. Out of zero, the void beyond time-space, comes the seraphim's diamond ray of oneness before it divides in Earth's reality to manifest as the 12 colors of creation. So what you need to do is you need to get into a good meditative state of mind. And what they call this in these cards is the Eden tree. And all that means is when you are in an Eden tree state of mind, It is a completely open state where you have opened and energized each of your chakras, and you are breathing the prana. You're breathing this breath of God, and it's a meditative breath, and it is how you can access and channel these 12 colors of creation. Numbers behind it are 4444, which directly relates to the creation angels. So what the angel has next for you is these words. Now what I need you to do is, with these words, I need you to imagine that they are coming from your heart and coming from you, as I will be channeling them from you, okay?
Okay.
As Eden tree, I stand with my roots in the heart of Mother Earth below and my crown touching the angel stargate above to channel diamond rays to aid Mother Earth, mankind, all life toward ascension. Be in me, be with me, be part of me, and I of you. Let me be a pure channel in service of love and light. So, that is a very, very beautiful card. I don't know if you've heard of the seraphim angels before, but they are the most divine angels that sit at the hand of God, and they are his direct messengers. I believe there are 7 of them. And the seraphim angels are everywhere. You can see little figurine statues of them. They sometimes are representative of children. They're the ones that sound the trumpets, etc. And the first card that I pulled for this is the heart right on top of this diamond. And definitely, this is your heart is something, of course, of love, but it's also much more than that. It is your one true self. It is your own inner self and your heart's guidance. So I think this is right where your heart lies. This is right where it belongs to be. So you need to heal this sexual urge or something that's going on right now. Get back in that sexy woman power and find your heart. It's going to handle the heart. I know, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, but my heart is broke. What can I say?
But the sun is shining also. It's there. It's there. You've got it all there.
Yeah.
It's And that's where your focus needs to be, too.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that is all about your heart, okay? That is in your matters of your heart. I've given you the tools for your healing and what you need to heal. So now we're going to move on to the soul, okay?
Okay.
These are the more masculine aspects. And Metatron guides these cards. So what we're going to do is call upon your soul and see where its journey is.
Okay.
So the card I pulled for you is, hang on, I gotta find the name of it. I cannot remember these names for the life of me. I'm getting there, though. I've only been working with these cards for like a good couple months now. So I'm lucky I can even read people with them. Okay, it's called Paxio. And the symbol for it is called Pei, which represents 4 corners, direction, and oratory. So I'll let you know, I'm going to read to you what he has to offer for you. I am warden of 4th heaven, governed by Michael, ruler of Mercury and communication, therefore of truth in all its aspects. Michael instructs me to tell you of the angelic numerology of 4. It is heart, power of love. 4 is love, emerald and magenta. Does not love reside in your 4th major chakra? 4 is 4 square, Earth's cardinal points, the angel architects holding fast the world, who are Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, and, of course, Michael. 4 are the arms of my symbol of the cross, when centered upon the heart and love, offering balance between matter, spirit, time, which is horizontal, masculine, feminine, and space, which is vertical. 4 is also strength, the foundation that upholds all. All right. Now, your soul's purpose is to help heal Earth's fabric, the damage through man's activities, to secure her foundations and to free soul fragments arising from wars. You need to disperse and disseminate knowledge of this. Even travel to guide others on healing. I see the deep wisdom that glows in your eyes and that your oratory is already starting. With Pei and my cross, I bolster your power and courage to do this light work effectively.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I'm getting, okay, I've not been really talking, but I just got this job, and I think it's involved talking to people and traveling around the area and talking to people, and it's involving me, like, kind of enlightening people about what's going on, and I'm supposed to get paid on, but I mean, the pay isn't the issue, it's more of just getting the word out there, what they need to be doing to protect themselves against, you know, certain things that's happening in society. So, yeah, I guess that's what that card is saying me, because I don't talk a lot, but this job will require me to open my mouth and say something.
Yep, so. That's definitely what you're going to be learning, and you're going to be learning how to do that. Now, I can tell that you are a light worker, and that you, like you said, you try to do things in the light. And that is very wise, very knowledgeable. But this job is going to help you to get on that path as well, because there are other messages that you do have to bring to others, and it does involve traveling. And they are of higher dimensional messages, and they are things that people need to hear. So this job is definitely going to help you get that strength of being able to just, boom, firing up conversation, you know, just starting right off and not being afraid to give information. It's going to give you that gusto so you can do it. And I definitely see traveling.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
But there's going to be some stuff that's going to be cut out. You're going to probably cut out this worrisome feeling of talking to people, this anxious feeling, and it's actually going to start flowing into you pretty easily, and it's going to come completely natural. So, one, I'm very excited for you, and it's going to be such a beautiful transition, and you're going to love every minute of it. It's going to be very cool.
Well, I don't feel like that now, but okay, I believe.
No. Of course you won't now, but that's okay. That's what you actually have to cut out.
Right.
And now I'm going to draw this healing for the soul, and it is the, I believe it's the Amethyst Advance, or just Amethyst. Went one too far. Okay, it is the Amethyst Stargate. So it is in direct relation to the Mystery Schools, to Heart Ascension, and to the number 7777.
Ooh.
Yes, very, very good numbers. Seven is the number of sacred spirituality, transcendence of matter in terms of time and space. Imagine a star tetrahedron. I know you probably don't know exactly what that is pictured, but just let your soul figure it out, and you will come upon it, I promise, whether it's now or 2, 3 weeks, months from now, it's okay. But it has 9 points, including a center, and the sacred geometry is of Heart Ascension. So you're going to be able to plug yourself back in into the universal sacred geometry matrix, and it's going to happen probably along the lines after you start becoming acclimated with this new job, and it is going to be very, very lucky for you, and
okay. It
is going to provoke this childlike state of bliss. If you can remember back to being a child, remember how there were never any restraints of time? It was as if time didn't even exist. Like, you just didn't even know what time was. You could have the best time. You'd be doing stuff and, you know, just playing imaginary things, and you can have the best time of your life.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's when you go outside and it's, I remember those times.
That's what's going to definitely be provoked for you here. And it is this beautiful Heart Ascension. It is an amethyst color, absolutely beautiful. Amethyst definitely relates to third eye, and it goes right through heart, so it's going to be something very good for you, and you'll know it, you'll feel it, and you know it. I mean, I know you know what having a pure heart feels like. I know that when you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best day ever, I'm in the best mood ever, blah, 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 blah. Imagine that all the time. All the time, not just occasionally.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know. I remember them days in high school, and God had them days. I'd be like, I'm Superwoman today, and oh, yes. And
see, now that goes back to your very first part. That goes back to your very first part. You need that power back, remember? That sexy
oh,
girl,
yeah.
Woman, you
yeah.
need to hold it back. Oh, a fly just on the computer screen. It freaks me out. Get out of here. Shoot fly, don't bother me.
Yeah. Okay, I see
but,
what you're
saying. So, hopefully you remember all these messages. There was quite a bit of information tonight.
No, I saved the show. I'll go back and listen to it. Yeah, you did. Oh. You said a whole lot. So, I'll go back and listen to it in archives.
Perfect. Absolutely wonderful. I'm glad I could help. Hopefully that definitely helped give you some clarity.
Yeah, I did.
Any more questions about dreams or anything, feel free to contact me whenever you want. It's
okay.
All right with me. I'm just here to help you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Uh-huh. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You too, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was a fun call. I like that. Okay. Well, if anybody else wants to call in and get a reading, the number to call in is 646-727-2870. And of course, I will be more than happy to talk with you. I can give readings over the chat if you would like. just let me know. Send me a little message. Make sure that I know what's up. And I will work with you the best we can. So, I'm thinking about playing a song real quick. I feel, you know, I need to play a song for Keisha that was just here. I'm going to play a song for her. This totally is going to remind me of her. And I hope this is going to empower her. This is, and I'm telling you, the Glee version. So we'll be right back, guys.
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without.
Hey!
Dang, what a powerful, powerful song. Love it. Totally screaming it out here. Gosh, if you could have heard me, my voice all squeaky. Totally lost my voice. Freaking, I don't know what happened. I got under the weather, and it probably, probably because of swimming in Lake Erie. How gross. Yeah, I probably got sick because of that. Yeah, standing ovation. That was awesome. Nice line there, Toozy. All right, so again, if you guys want to call in, feel free to. Otherwise, I'm going to ramble about some stuff that I don't even know where it'll come from. I have no idea. It comes out of nowhere. So, yeah, I did get into a car accident yesterday. It was so, oh, my gosh, it was the scariest thing ever. And I knew it was coming. I have never, ever been in a car accident before, and I knew it was coming. I totally had a feeling that it's just, like, right around the corner, pun intended. Well, all of a sudden, I was leaving the mall with my friend. She was driving, and some jerk decides to cut through the parking spaces and pulled right out in front of us at the very last moment. He wasn't paying attention to us at all. It was his fault. He should have yielded, and we went right into him. Screwed up his tire, and I smashed my head on the windshield. Not very cool. But it sucked. I was totally, I was putting on my seatbelt as it happened. And that's how I got right into the windshield. Curse these long limbs. I'll tell you that. And even today, too, I ran into something today while I was rollerblading. But it totally shocked me. It totally startled me. And I swear, you know how when you have a near-death experience, sometimes people become, they see Jesus or God, or they go into the light, and they become either super psychic sometimes. Well, I swear, something like that, similar happened to me. And yesterday, my entire perception changed, and that crash, that accident, changed my whole life. And it was like one of the coolest things ever. It was so cool because I just happened to be on my game, and it really knocked psychic sense into me, so to speak. It really, not even just psychic, but healing, and it helped to give me this confidence, this clairvoyance, this definitely clear seeing that I didn't have before. And it was just like this awesome gift, and I was totally more than grateful to receive it, even though it was a little bit of a scary experience. That is quite all right with me. I loved it. And now I'm here to help you guys with these things. So we're going to go to caller 574. 574, please tell me your name and where you're calling from this evening.
Hi, this is Tina calling from Indiana.
Hi, Tina from Indiana. How are you?
Okay.
Very good. Do you have a question this evening?
Yeah. Well, I want you to do a reading for me, too, if you would.
Okay. That's fine. Do you want me to do the reading first?
You pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. You're going to have to speak again. Your connection's a little bit fuzzy.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So do you want to ask your question first, or do you want me to just give you the full reading?
Go ahead and give me a full reading.
Okay. So what we're going to do first is we're going to start with the heart. Okay, and what I need you to do is I need you to say your full first name out loud 3 times for me, please.
Tina. Tina. Tina.
All right. Now, what I pulled for you is, it is a bowl, okay, and what it is called, I'll give you the proper name just so we don't get any confusion. It's called Tagriel. The symbol for this is Kaf, which is bull, abundance, and surrender. So it is a beautiful bowl of shining light, okay? And it has the sun and second heaven, all colors of creation. It is Raphael, Archangel Raphael's sun rays and bowl. But the bowl is presently tilted, okay? Which means there's some aspect that is out of sync in your life. It is not in balance. It is out of balance. And it directly relates to your physical well-being. as well as your masculine aspect. So your masculine aspects are not in alignment, okay? It affects your logical thought, willpower, decisions, and your action. You can address this with Archangel Raphael, and he will help you heal with his life-transforming rays. So what you need to do now is you need to take time to identify what you need to address, okay? And I'm just actually going to pull another card for this just to see what it is that you must address. Okay, it's your insights. It is your inner knowing. You ask a lot of questions, don't you?
Yes.
Definitely always wondering, what's next for me? How am I going to get this? How am I going to get that? Probably calling more than my show, I believe. But
yeah.
Okay. And now what I want
not
you to
bad.
You, no, that's not bad at all. Trust me. You don't even know how many shows I've called in my previous experiences. I used to call shows 4 or 5 times a day just to get questions about one thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So I think it's time for you to acknowledge. Okay. That was quite a... What was that? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we're just getting... I'm getting a lot of static from you. Okay. We're good now. Don't worry. What... The other card came up that I think is... Okay, you're going to have to get your inner knowing. Okay. And I pulled the key for this as well, which is the insight, the light bulb moment, the keys of wisdom within yourself. They need to come up, and you need to let them come up. Are you going to be doing any traveling anytime soon?
I was going to go see my dad.
Okay, this is going to be a very, very good trip for you. What you need to do among your travels is you need to listen to an inner knowing. If you're flying, driving, or on a boat, listen to, you're going to have some time to kill, obviously, and you're going to have the ability and the chance to listen to your inner knowing. Let these thoughts channel and let them come through, okay? And
okay.
If you have any way of writing down or recording them with a voice recorder if you're driving or something like that, I would advise to do so. If all it'll be is just a simple little thought that'll pop right in your head and you'll be like, oh, okay, that's totally for my inner knowing, because you're going to know exactly what it is. You'll know what the experience is. You'll be like, yep, that's totally my inner knowing. I know, like I know, like I know. You'll be able to get that. All right. So now,
okay.
Pay attention to that. You're going to have to balance this bowl and balance these things that are coming to you. Because when you provoke and ask the questions outside of yourself, it shapes your reality, and it shapes the reality of the person that you are asking. So in doing it too much, there is such a thing as overabundance, yes. And in doing it too much, I think you may be taking away your own power. Okay? So,
yeah, I'm getting
too
many conflicting answers.
Exactly. It's going to screw you up. It's going to drive you nuts. And you're going to be like, damn it, which one is right? That one? Is that person right?
Right.
Are they right? Who the hell? Who am I supposed to listen to? What am I supposed to do? And then you're going to go nuts.
Exactly.
What's happening is your spirit is guiding you to take these calls, but it is guiding you to get you to realize that the further and further you get away from your truth, which means asking other people, the further and further away from your own truth you're actually going to be, and then you're never going to be able to reach any kind of conclusion. All right, so we're going to draw some healing for this and see where you need to focus and where this is going to come from. Okay, this is the Moon Mandala, I believe. Silver Lunar Healing and Balance. Okay, so the archangels around this are Gabriel, Mirabel, Metatron, and Unicorn. So this is achieving white silver oneness with Eden Tree. Silver of creation, I want you to picture each color that I see. Okay, keep getting all this static energy.
I know, I hear it too.
I don't know what it is. Are you breathing heavy, girl?
No.
I'm
calling from
okay.
A Magic Jack phone, and I don't know. Sometimes it screws up on me.
Oh, you got the Magic Jack. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. That's okay. I'll deal with it. I'm here still. I'm not giving up on you. All right.
Okay. So, I wish I had a channel thing on my phone because then I'd try to switch to a different one, but it won't let me.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. If it gets too intense and it won't stop, I'll just mute you for a second and then let it stop and then I'll just bring you back on. But I'll still keep talking to you. Okay. So Silver of Creation is moon energy and has different vibration levels. The first is lunar silver, which is our own moon, bringing feminine healing and balance clockwise from below to all chakras up to third eye. The moon mandala completes this and moves you to the next level, which is Mirabel's silver, blue, violet, feminine energy of Earth's lost moon. It's linked to, they call this unicorn, which is the nature kingdom and soul healing. An ability to channel this means you are at a crown level, which is white silver, standing with Metatron within Eden Tree, touching the angel stargate. Next is the stargate of moons to reach galactic moon energy. So what is going to be offered next to you is a channel from Archangel, just Angel Shekinah, okay? And she's going to help you balance your feminine energy so you can achieve moon balance, lunar and moon balance, okay? And this is what you're going to achieve. It's so crazy because moon healing has been on the rise for the past 2 days. It's been so prevalent. It's been so obvious. So I think it's not only ironic that you called in, but it's not a coincidence. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you're here giving these messages. So what I need you to do now is I'm going to speak a small couple sentences, and these messages are coming from your heart, okay? Imagine them and feel as if these are your words, okay?
Okay.
Okay. From Mother Earth and below, I breathe Gabriel's lustrous silver energy into my heart. And as I hold this sacred vibration, I travel to the Moon Mandala and Temple Mar. I am encircled in silver moonbeams clockwise from below and find Caduceus's balance through all chakras to third eye. In third eye, Mirabel weaves silver, blue, violet to lift me to crown and Metatron, to stand fully within Eden Tree touching above. I am Eden Tree. Through crown, heart, and root, I channel balanced silver soul retrieval energy to benefit Mother Earth, nature, all below. So this is telling you to follow the moon, and what I want you to do, I just told somebody this as well, I want you to develop a very deep relationship with the moon, okay? Talk to the moon. Have a feel for the moon. This is going to be your first step in opening your intuition and into your inner guidance. Literally, like seriously, I don't even care how silly it sounds, talk to the moon. Go outside and be like, oh, hey, moon, what's up? How are you?
Okay.
Why are you so dim today? Like, do it. It's okay. Like, it's maybe silly, but that's what's going to bring your imagination out. And imagination equals intuition, and intuition equals inner guidance, and inner guidance equals inner serenity and bliss. And that's what we're trying to do. Yeah. Okay. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like applause, and I love it. I love it. So cool. Okay, so I'm going to draw some of the fortune cards that directly relate to the moon balance. Okay, and I drew the lily, which is things of blossoming. Something new is blossoming for you. And then I drew the tower, which is a watchtower. And there are divine energies that are watching over you, and they are going to help you bloom this new inner knowing within you. So that you don't have to go to somebody every time you have a simple question. You can go to them for more deep stuff. Okay, something's going on because my ears are ringing. There's definitely more messages for you. We have to continue right to soul. So we're just going to jump right into soul. Just don't worry. This is totally blossoming for you, literally blossoming. I want you to picture every aspect of that word. And know, just know within your inner self that you are being watched over, okay?
Awesome.
All right, so we're going to go to your soul now. And the first card bad Drew for you is Rachel. Okay? The symbol for this is Resh, which means foundation stone, build, and retrieve. All right, now these messages are very, very important. Okay? Please listen closely.
Okay.
I am Resh, who is guardian of all that is lost. In past messages, I spoke, and I still speak, of helping you retrieve many things, from simple to complex, within daily life or within self. But now I reveal more concerning your divine template, or your gem self, which is the greatest of mankind's losses during the fall in Earth's vibration. As you access certain stargates, you can gradually regain this, gifted by mighty Metatron and Shekinah. Okay, so what they're saying right now is that in the Earth's vibration, when it fell, the unfallen light spectrum, which is what we are experiencing now, after they call this in the Bible, it's when Adam and Eve ate the apple. That is how our vibration fell. Actually, it was just a fallen light spectrum due to Atlantis and other past life reasons and situations. But what you lost and what you don't, what you are afraid to gain back, not afraid, you're just unaware, and that's what we're bringing awareness to, is this messages within yourself, okay? So in truth, I guard the chief headstone of God upon which all is built and will be retrieved. My glyph of Resh is the right angle of eternal balance. So picture a right angle, okay? That
okay.
is your ultimate goal. It holds vertical and horizontal potential of all that exists, infinite and eternal, in the sphere of one. The vertical represents the stargates and the stars, spanning space from the first to the highest heavenly dimension, yet consider also the horizontal, for this signifies the time continuum. Over the millennia, mankind's greed and selfishness have rent the fabric of both space and time. You are one who can help heal this damage. Pledge to do so, and I show you the way through gem stargates to work with us for ascension, rebuilding love's headstone, which blazes vertically and horizontally along the sublime geometric pathways of light. So you definitely have some ancient wisdom within you, ancient messages, and now okay, it is time now for them to be remembered. So we're going to draw some fortune cards so you can directly relate to these better. All right, and the first one is the clover, which is luck, of course. And the next one is home, okay? So
okay.
I think what's going to happen is you're definitely going to be very, very lucky in this guidance. Once you accept and allow these to manifest in you, and your inner knowing is going to be very, very lucky. Now, is there... when you do you have a full, complete sense and acknowledgement of home, quote unquote? Or let me rephrase this a little bit differently. Do you feel that you are not all the way home?
Yeah.
Okay. That is because there are some things you're missing. And when you channel this inner guidance, and when you find it, you are literally going to be reaching stargates within the heavens, okay? That is going to bring you that little other percent of home that you need to fill in, okay? And it is going to be home within yourself, within your body. This is your temple. This is your vessel that's going to be... remember, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And you really have
right.
to bring your spiritual to yourself.
Sometimes I feel lost.
Yes, absolutely. And that's exactly what this card said. It's all about all that is lost. It is the guardian of all that is lost. And in past messages, they have been speaking to you, and they still are at this very moment in time. They're trying to help you to retrieve many things. And it's up to you to be able to recognize it, And it's up to you to be able to take that empowerment to get that back. Okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is call upon a stargate to see what healing that you can retrieve. Of course, working through Metatron. And what we pulled... are you a water sign, per chance?
I'm a Gemini.
A Gemini. Okay. So what this is the Advanced Aquamarine Stargate. This is water and fire, okay? So with that being said, I know... Oh, my gosh, I totally know all about Geminis. They are very cool people. I love them to death.
Thank you.
Well, I have so many things in Gemini. I have, like, a Venus in Gemini, a Mercury, so many things. I can't even list them right now. But one thing with
right.
Gemini, they have the twin aspect to them, which is very cool because they can have a dual nature. And that's what this card represents, which is water and fire. They're totally opposites, but they have a dual nature. And they are both intense energies within their own aspects, in their own regards. This stargate uses the power of Heart Grail and four rivers of Eden to help heal mankind and earth, waters, and life forms. What you will do is you will have retrieved Emerald, Ruby, and Amethyst gem self to reach this step, and then you can aid the angels for Soul Quest to help heal others, which involves alchemy, vibrations of fire, and water of life. Okay? So I think what you need to bring attention to is spiritual alchemy. Okay? I need you to do your own personal research on what spiritual alchemy is. And I need you to... This is what's going to help you. I'm telling you what's going to help you. Doing your own research, figuring out your own stuff. That is going to be brilliant.
Okay.
When you do that, it's going to help create the inner knowing within you. Okay? Now, this water and fire of life healing, again, they are dual nature, but working together, they create an awesome, awesome power. And this is the aquamarine chamber that we have just accessed. Okay? Now, in relation to you, I picked the garden, okay? Now, what you need to do, how often do you meditate? I'm almost positive it's nearly ever.
Right. How do you meditate?
Oh, perfect. I am so glad you asked. Okay. Meditating is very, very... easy once you know what you're doing. And the trick is not doing anything. Okay?
So to clear your mind?
Exactly. You must clear and release of any of the obstructions. Just clear it all away. Let it all go. You'll be fine. You need to sit... Okay, now what the angels continually refer to as Eden Tree is simply a state of mind. Okay? If you recall, in the Bible, they say the Garden of Eden, the Eden, 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 here, there, everywhere. It's in the beginning. Well, Eden Tree is a state of mind where you are completely open and in a meditative state. And what you're doing is you're breathing this stuff, and it's called prana, okay? You can physically imagine it as a different substance, but all it is a controlled breath, okay? Breathing is who you are. That is something that you can control. See, us humans now, we forgot how to breathe. That's why a lot of people smoke. That's why a lot of people get hyperventilation when they get very anxious. They don't know what to do. They pass out. They have no idea what to do. And when they pass out, that's a meditative state. Passing out is an emergency meditative state because they're not going to take control of their body. So spirit has to come in and, boom, knock them out. You know what I'm saying? They've got to say, it's time for you to realize that you're doing something wrong to your body, you're not breathing right, and boom, I'm going to help you realize it. So you lose consciousness, and you go under. Well, you don't have to get to that point. You can do this in a conscious state of mind. And one, it's going to be way more healthier for you, and two, it's a lot easier of a transition. So... all you have to do is meditate, is sit in a comfortable position. I highly recommend sitting in the wisdom pose, which is with your legs crossed and then your hands on your knees and holding your index finger and your thumb in a circle. And then you have three other little fingers hanging off in the distance. It's called the Wisdom Pose, I believe, and it is a very good way to sit. But, you know, you can also meditate any way that you feel most comfortable, because only you know you the best. You're the only one that's going to have your own perception ever in this entire lifetime. You are an individual, and you have a different perception than everybody else. So utilize that fact and know that you can do whatever it is you need to do. But to meditate, you simply need to just be. Simply just be. Let things just be. Let things come to you. Let things not come to you. Let things just sit there. And what I want you to do is, I just brought this attention to the previous caller. Sit. Think about a child. I'm not sure if you have children of your own, but what I want you to do is relate to a child. Think of a child and think of what it was like to be a child. You are a child, okay? When you were a child, you had no real,
worries.
You had no, exactly, you had no conceptualization of what time was. You really didn't have to worry about anything. You didn't have to worry about being late or doing this on time, paying your bills on time, doing this, that, etc.
Exactly.
As a child, time is like infinite. And you know what I like to relate that to? I like to relate that to dream time. A dream second is infinitely longer than a waking second. And children have a very good stronghold on this. You know, they're very, very close to spirit. They're the closest beings that are to spirit at this moment, that are alive and conscious and awake, etc. So listening to our children would be a very good thing. But what you're going to have to remember is this is child's play, okay? This is very much child's play. And I mean play in the most beautiful way ever. This is time for your mind to play and just let your imagination wander. Now, what I can offer you, okay, is if you are having a difficult time, first what I need you to do is I need you to try meditating on your own, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are having a difficult time, you can come back to me. I am a certified hypnotist, okay? I've been hypnotizing people since early 2009. And I've had amazing, amazing results with this. I hypnotize people to be psychic, to be mediums, to be open to energies, to be able to read people. I hypnotize people to do anything. So what you can do, and of course I offer this to you, you can come to me and I can hypnotize you. And what I can do is actually even just before that, I can just take you through guided meditations. And when you are guided by somebody else, it's a pretty cool feeling because you don't have to do anything except listen, and then you really let your mind play. And, of course, I'm not here to, like, control you. I'm not here to give you bad things. Like, I'm just here to help. I'm here to heal, and I'm here to help those that really need it. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here. So you can – that's the one thing that you need to do is trust me, of course, because, like, I mean, there are people out there that I'm sure would give phony hypnosis and be like, oh, yeah, I'll do this and that, blah, blah, blah. No. That's not me. So you definitely need to trust me and where I'm coming from. And if you truly do need this help, I am totally here for you, okay?
I appreciate that.
So please, start meditating. That is what you need to do. And again, develop that intimate relationship with the moon. It'll be beautiful for you. Remember, the earth, the moon is the earth and the sun's child, okay? In metaphoric terms, and metaphorically speaking, is the earth and sun's child. So the child has a lot to give to us. It has a lot of information. So connect with it. Feel this childlike play energy. Let the imagination just unwind, okay? Now, did you say you had a question before we even got through this reading?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put all these cards back and see where we can go from here. Oh, my goodness. So let me just make sure real quick. Did that reading directly relate to you? Do you understand why you received those messages tonight?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, very good, very good.
I feel like, things come to me when I'm talking to somebody on the phone or even like watching a TV show, I know what they're going to say before they say it, which is really kind of weird.
There you go. That's your inner knowing. And you know you've got it. You just got to have more faith in it. You got to believe in it.
Right.
It'll be there.
And that's it, too.
All right, so what is your question, dear?
Any negative people around me.
Okay, so what is your question?
Okay, my question is, what my husband found out today, will that change the outcome of this case that he's currently involved in?
Okay, let's find out. Okay, does he have a strong bond with the case that is happening right now?
Do I feel a strong bond?
No. Does your husband have a strong bond to the case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is like a giant mountain for him, okay? It's a big obstacle for him, but it is going to be absolutely perfect. As soon as he reaches the summit of this mountain, bam, instant manifestation. It's the card I pulled is dreams coming true, okay? I pulled the ring, which is bonds, the mountain, which is self-explanatory, and the star, which is the most positive and bright card in the deck. And it suggests coming true and things coming into fruition for them. It's the most positive card in the deck. So I would say, yes, this is definitely good information. And he has such a strong relationship with the case, it's almost a part of him. So he's going to grow infinitely from this, I feel.
Right. Yeah, he's been accused of something that we just found out that there's no proof of.
Oh, okay. And they have to do
the
with
records
somebody
show that's there's close. No proof. And people,
well,
that's why I'm saying about negative people, there's people telling lies about us that we thought were our friends, but, you know, the old saying of a wolf in sheep's clothing is kind of like what they were.
Well, I'll take your word. I've never heard that saying, but I'll definitely take your word for it.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know I'm talking about someone acting like they're your friend, but actually they're not. They're jealous of you. And
yeah. It's to keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Well, in this case, I want to keep them far away because then you have too many problems.
That's crazy. I'm sorry.
Drama.
Yeah, it really is. But now you have tools to work through that. A lot of drama comes from lack of communication. That's what I found in my experience. I'm only 21, so like I haven't seen that much. But from what I have seen, it is a lack of communication, people not being able to communicate. And I feel personally, if everybody was psychic, if everybody was using their inner knowing, we wouldn't really have these problems because you could read somebody before they even say two words.
Right?
That would be awesome. But at the same time, it could be intervening and into somebody's personal space, which I've heard of that before. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so. You know, maybe people don't want to be read. But honestly, we all have a collective consciousness, and we can all get to the thoughts that we each have. And it's all up there. It's all up there. Everybody can grab it. Like, for example, how do you think when somebody thinks of an amazing idea, boom, it's found in this different country the very next day or the same hour, you know what I mean? We're all grabbing onto the same thing. We're all on the same grid. We all have it.
Right.
And
like,
you
got
to tap into it. It's your time, girl. Tina, it's totally all you now. I'm waiting for you to start reading me.
I see great things for you.
That would be so cool. I would love that. Of course you can come on here, too. Duh. I'd be like, oh, hi, this is my girl, Tina. I'll be like, I'll give you, like, some kind of super psychic name, like Transcendental Tina.
That would be cool.
Up the hair's tree above the washer. Sorry, I had to relay a message. Anyway, so does that help answer your question? Do you have any more questions? Anything else you want to ask? We still got like 13 minutes, so definitely still have time.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Is somebody else waiting on the line?
No, nobody is here, actually. I'm sure people
really?
Are in the chat room, but I always take the callers first.
Right. No, that's just, I don't know. I wish I knew why why these people were saying these awful things about me and my husband. I just don't understand why people are so mean.
I think it's because they think they're bringing these positive messages, and they're not. What they want to do is they're trying to divert you from their past, okay? And they want to, they recognize that you are both true and pure beings, and they're trying to get that from you, okay? They're trying to say, oh, yeah. Ooh, everybody's clapping. The angels are clapping. Okay. They're trying to steal that from you. They need your thunder, and they thrive off of it. And, you know, you're putting a lot of energy into this case, and they're receiving it, okay? No matter if they're trying to get money out of you, whatever, they're getting some energy from this. But you need to...
They're trying to separate us.
They're trying to separate you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, they are jealous. They really are. And I pulled the heart with that, and that's so true. So true. I think that...
I get that, too. Our relationship is just... I don't know. My husband, to me, he's like my soulmate, and...
Oh, yeah.
He's 2 years younger than me, but he's way more mature than any guy my age, and that's just how
good.
I look at it. And their relationship is... They cheated on each other. They said mean things to each other. They fought with each other, and it's not a good relationship.
And they don't like seeing other people happy. They're jealous. They're pure and simple jealous. And you know what? Their karma's going to come back around to them. Don't you worry.
That's what I keep telling myself, too. What comes around goes around, and they will definitely get theirs. So
yep.
I hope they're aware of that.
Yeah, you know what? They probably aren't. But maybe you can provoke something in them that will help them to become aware of that. Be like, listen, I'm working from a higher place, okay? I'm working from a higher love, an unconditional love that I don't think you guys really feel right now. And honestly, karma will come around. And I don't wish any ill thoughts upon you. I wish for you to receive, you know, pure bliss and joy out of what you're doing. Even though you're trying to do this to us, you're going to realize that our love and our bond is stronger than anything that you can experience at this moment, anything that you can see at this moment. And honestly, we're going to be okay. You can try and split us apart hundreds of times, and we'll still be together. You know what I mean? And it's that knowing. It's that knowing like you know like you know. And people are intimidated by that thing. People are very intimidated by that thing.
I pray for him every night. Every night I say him in my prayers.
That's
even
very
though
admirable.
Not anymore.
That's
well, God tells you to forgive, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. That's one of the most important things. You can't hold on to things like that. That's what keeps you stuck. And that's what we should learn from like past experiences. It'll just keep you stuck forever.
Yeah, too much negative energy.
And you harbor it, not them. You're the one who harbors it. They have nothing to do with it. It's all within you, you know? It's only going to affect
the things
you.
The things that they're saying about me is like, whoa, where did that come from? It's just
pulling
it
out of their ass. They're literally doing that. They really are. But they're just trying to get to you. And honestly, this should just make you laugh.
It does.
Like,
when my husband told me some of the things I said, I was like, oh my goodness. Okay.
Are you kidding me? Oh, for real, girl, you about to go there? Mm-mm. Don't make me take my hand.
I can't believe you went there.
People do it, too. It's amazing. But those are the exact things that really help us realize, yep, I have a strong path. I'm on the right path because I can eat through this negative garbage. I can get through it. And once you do, you can be a way better person. It's so great. I think you've got that. You've got that in you. I know you feel it somewhere deep down.
I do. I feel positive. I've always been an optimistic person. And I try to generate that towards my husband. I tell him, you know, keep the faith. Think positive. I know it's really hard right now, but... it'll get better. I just know it will.
Absolutely. And as long as you believe and have that faith, absolutely it's coming to you. Ask for guidance.
Right.
Ask God. Ask angels. Ask anybody. Ask yourself. It'll come. Don't even worry about it. No
worries
at all.
I just had to tell my brother that. He's like, I don't believe in angels. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just said you believed in God. You believe in Jesus. Well, you have to believe in angels. Don't you remember there was an angel that came to Mary Magdalene when Jesus rose again? There are angels.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how he actually rose, too, as the angel came up. You know, there was a couple other talks about it because he was actually, I just read this book. It's called The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life. And this guy, Drumbalo Melchizedek, he was telling about how Jesus became immortal and how he actually came up from the dead. And it kind of rose an interesting point within me. Something that's dead and is alive again, isn't that like a zombie?
Right.
Like, oh, God, this is serious. But, like, he achieved it through a different state, and I believe he had assistance from angels, et cetera, et cetera. And because he followed his path and stayed so true to it, and he was killed for it, that was his message. And, you know, that was his big purpose. He was an ascended master, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that was his big thing here. And he didn't even know it, either. I really think he didn't even know it. That's just my opinion.
Right.
You know, I could be terribly... All right! Yeah! I could be terribly wrong, but, you know, that's okay. But, Tina, do you have any more questions this evening at all?
No, that's it.
All right, very cool. I'm glad I could dispel this state of mind
for
you.
Can I tell you about a dream I had? We have a few more minutes.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, I had this really weird dream that there was a bunch of people out in my backyard. And I went back there, and my son, who is the one causing all these problems with my husband right now, he was back there with this guy that he's been staying with, and there was a bunch of people in my backyard that I didn't know, and I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And he's like, well, I've been taking care of your son, and I've been feeding him and putting a roof over his head, and I said, well, I never asked you to do that. He could come back here. I'm his mom. You know, this is his home. But you can't just come in my backyard without asking me, you know? And he's like, I was like, well, if you don't leave, I'm going to call the cops because I'm asking you to leave and you're telling me you're not going to. Because he's like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm like, you will leave or I will call the cops. He said, well, go ahead. My uncle's on the police force. They're going to be on my side. So I went in to get the phone, and the two people I was telling you about that are kind of like trying to break us up, they were back there and they were laughing at me. And I went in the house to get the phone, and there's guys out in my front room taking my living room table out into the backyard. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like laughing at me and telling me there's nothing I can do about it. It's already done. I might as well just accept it. And I woke up.
Wow. Like,
oh, what the heck was that about?
Okay, so wait, you said they took a table?
Yep, they took my living room table.
Okay, now what do you usually put on your living room table, if I may ask?
My ashtray, because I'm a smoker. That's a bad habit.
don't worry. We're not perfect. Don't worry. I had a feeling, though. Your book? Flowers or coasters, anything like that?
Yep, coasters. I have a map on the bottom part because it's got a shelf on the bottom. I keep my books down there, my mail.
Okay. Think about what's on there, okay? And somebody stole it from you, okay? That is a prized possession. The ashtray, you definitely need an ash or you can't dispel any garbage, okay? Because you can't flick any garbage away. Those are just little pieces, nothing big at all. It's like I said, it's not big. It's just helping to dispel negative energy. The map, which represents direction. Book, which represents things unknown. And knowledge to be attained. And a coaster, which is kind of like, what would I say that would be? Kind of like a protectant, okay? And these things were missing, and they took that whole table. And there goes that whole chunk of you, a whole chunk of your life, pretty much. And that's what they wanted to try to take away. And these are kind of security things, okay? And what they want you to do is they said, the police took it, am I correct?
I'm sorry?
The police took it in your dreams? They took away the table?
No, the people that were out in the backyard took it.
Okay.
They took it out in the backyard.
Okay. And they put it in the backyard?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, they're trying to take away the security and move it outside of you, okay? And I think that directly relates to you're going to have to go outside of your security boundary and to start doing this own thing. Like I said, I think it all relates back to your inner knowing and what you have to you. But I have 90 seconds. I got to close the show, but Tina, it was really great to talk to you.
Okay.
If you're in the chat room, I'll see you there. Take care, dear. Thank you so much.
You too. Yeah.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. This is a beautiful, beautiful show. If you would like to get into contact with me, you can email me at thedreamteacher@gmail.com. Also, if you would like a personal session with me, pretty much answering any questions you want, putting you in hypnosis, putting you in a meditative state of mind, please find me on keen.com. You can call me at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 039. 68444, or just go to keen.com and search The Dream Teacher and then the acronym TDT, which obviously is The Dream Teacher, and I will be happy to connect with you there and work with you for as long as you want. Thank you all so much for tuning in this evening. I'm so grateful you're here. I'll probably be doing another show. Make sure you click the little heart and favorite so you get updated on when the shows are, as sometimes I like to do them spontaneously. Definitely, I'm always here every Thursday night, so be prepared for that here as well. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in, and have sweet, beautiful dreams, my co-creators.